This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby here. Thanks for listening and thanks for subscribing to the Bobbycast. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. It does help us so much. I wanted to share with you guys an episode we did with Russell Dickerson and his wife, Kaylee Dickerson. And the reason it comes up now is I just spent a whole weekend on the road with them. Russell was playing with the Raging Idiots, and so we spent a bunch of time on the road, but also hung out with Kaylee a little bit on the road. And it reminded me of this episode that I wanted to put back up. You know, they talked about being together for 10 years, how Kaylee filmed and directed the music video for Yours. Russell talks about how it took 4 years from when that song was written to go number one. So here you go. It's a couple years old. But I wanted you to hear this in case you haven't. Here is the Bobbycast with Russell Dickerson and his wife, Kaylee. All right, welcome to episode 219. It's Russell and Kaylee Dickerson. Have you guys ever done one together, an interview together?
That track was fire.
You have an interview together?
Yeah, only a couple, though.
Who interviews you together?
The Knot did.
So a print publication?
Yes, but it was their podcast.
Oh, okay.
Cool. We were their first episode, right?
Yeah.
And then
Caitlin Bristow.
And I think that's it.
How was that? I don't know her, but she lives here, right?
Awesome. She's wonderful.
Love her.
Yeah.
I hear good things about her as a person. I always have a weird thing with Bachelor people because I've met, like most of them I meet are not people I would normally hang out with in real life. Right. I go, oh, this is why you went on The Bachelor. And it's like, and not because she, I hear she's great. And I'm saying this because I have multiple friends that are like, oh, she's like a fantastic human.
Right.
Yeah, you'd actually she is. You'd like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Legitimately love her.
Yeah, that's cool. The Knot. When you bring that up, it reminds me that I saw on The Knot, which is a wedding website, right? Like Tie The Knot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That Yours was the biggest wedding song for them ever or something like that, or the year or
something like
history
that.
History of music.
Yeah. They make like an annual list for their like, cause you go to The Knot to like, who should I use as my photographer? Who should I use to make my cake or whatever? And they have Yours was one of their like number one playlist, wedding, first dance. So, you know what I mean? Like their cumulative list, whatever. Yeah. It was a big honor.
Did this song build your new house?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Are you still getting checks for it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Caitlin, I mean, she's like, yep.
Just bought me a kitchen.
Yours is its own whole story anyway.
And we'll get to that.
We will.
Have you played this song at many weddings that you weren't personally connected to? Like, have people hired you? Because I was talking to Dan recently, of Dan and Shane. He was like, we don't do a lot of weddings, but listen, we'll do some.
Right.
Because they have wedding songs.
Yeah.
Like, legit. Yours is one. Speechless is one.
Yeah, exactly.
So have you played that at any weddings?
I have, yeah. I've probably done, like, hey, like, come play our wedding. We'll pay you, like, 3.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Does that go through your agent?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Those are good. The privates of anything are so good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But then there's that one in a million we happen to be playing a show in a certain city and there happens to be a wedding and they're like tweeting like crazy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we were in like South Carolina, some town. And we played at like 4:30. First dance was at like 6:30. So
we crashed.
It was this hot.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we got Ubers. I brought my guitar. We changed clothes. We tried to find something dressy.
Yeah, we brought the band. Yeah, I was like, I can't wear jean shorts to a wedding.
Yeah. And so we just like
rolled up. Did anyone know you were coming?
No.
Was there like one DM literally, that you used, like to the mother-in-law?
No one. No. Because we walked in and we were like, hey, and the wedding planner, I don't know if they knew who we were at all.
Yeah, someone like, in our band, like incognito, was like, where's the wedding planner? And like came in.
So someone a bit advanced it.
Yeah, I mean, we walked
just
in the door.
Enough, because I'm telling you, I've done the thing before where I also have gone to a wedding where it's like a big fan. It's like, we just love you. And you don't tell them you're coming and you go, and half people are like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a real humbling experience.
That happened once in Phoenix. We were staying in a hotel outside of Phoenix. I don't know where.
Oh, my gosh.
And we heard the rehearsal. She was walking down the aisle to yours. And so we were in the pool, like at this hotel, and heard the rehearsal. And we're like, you got to do it. You got to crash. And you walked in the door after the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And they were like, and Russ was like, hi, I'm Russell Dickerson. That was my song.
They were like,
thanks. Cool.
Yeah, dude, I know that feeling all too well.
Wow.
There are two times where that happens to me. That one, it's like that. Because there's only like a small selection of people that even give a crap who I am. Very small, and I'm very loyal to them. But most people have no idea, right? I'm just a dork with big glasses.
Same.
So
without the glasses.
Yes. So when you show up somewhere and you're like, I'm actually doing this because I know somebody here cares. And then they're like, yeah, we got no idea, bro. The other one is when sometimes
it's so true, man.
Like people on my management team will call and go, hey, we're gonna have dinner at this place. We're gonna call and whatever. And they'll be like, hey, we're gonna get a table. And I don't do this anymore. But they're like, can we get a table for four? Bobby Bones is in town. And they're like, I don't know who that is. And that happens, like, and it's like, you know what? It's just not worth it to me. Right. It's not worth it.
It happens like one or two times, and you're like, I don't do it anymore.
I'll just go and wait. I'm not special. I tell you that my recent, I have two Kaylee stories. And we're going to get, all this, by the way, is just us talking. I have so much preparation I've done for this interview that we haven't gotten to it yet. The first one is, this is 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was playing the Opry at the Ryman, and you were playing too that night. Mm-hmm. And so we were on the same thing together. But I was walking back, and if you ever, just kind of an inside tip, you're going to go to the Opry at the Ryman, you can wait for all the artists to show up behind the Ryman because we all have to go through a back door. Mm-hmm. And so, and I'm there, I'm just going to do some stand-up, and I think I don't have a guitar with me or anything. And so I'm going in, and there's a lot of people that know that, and they're just waiting, and they would take pictures. And in a bit, there's a lot, and it starts to be a little bit overwhelming. And all of a sudden, it's like an angel came out of the sky. I was like, I'll take these pictures. And it was Kaylee standing there, and she grabs everyone's phone, and it's like, okay, next. Yeah. And just ushered me right into the door. And I was like, thank you very much. And it was...
I left that experience being like, did he know that was me, or does he think I was a fan? Like,
I knew exactly who it was.
I mean, I'm a fan, but I was like, I left that experience being like, he might have thought I was one of the people just waiting for him.
I did not. And then we saw each other again upstairs.
Yes, we did.
But, and then my second one is, and I didn't say anything about this on the radio, but I'm going to say, well, maybe I did. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So I saw her at the airport. I don't know.
No, we weren't at the airport.
We weren't?
I told you the story.
Oh, it was a charity event. Yeah. That's right.
Yes,
that's
at
right.
Home Street.
I live in airports, so I feel... Okay.
Same, but yes. I remember this.
We're at a charity event. Mm-hmm. Did she tell you this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
And so I say, hey, you know what's... Because I feel like I know Kaylee better than you, Russell, at times. Like, I feel like we've spoken more than you and I have. And we're talking at this event. And she was like, hey, I was going to go. Russell's playing a radio show. And I was complaining about radio shows in your honor. And I was like, I can't... You know what? They barely get paid. It's a Tuesday night. You know, I'm feeling bad for you. And she's like, yeah, it's not so bad. And she goes, well, and I was thinking about going, but what I do is I reserve the Southwest because if you fly, because Mike D is my companion, right, Mike, on Southwest. I can take him anytime I fly Southwest, I can put Mike on for free.
Yeah.
She's yours, Russell.
Yeah.
She goes, you know, so I use the pass and I walk all the way to the gate with him and then I just don't go.
It's like 1990 all over again.
Yeah, I was like, you just took the seat from somebody.
That's if the plane was sold out.
Isn't that so funny though?
That's funny.
I laughed and then I got, and I thought about telling that story on the show, but I didn't. I felt like it was a good private moment.
That's okay.
And then I heard, and then I don't know, again, Did you?
I posted it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I felt like.
I thought when I heard my name, I was like, oh, he's about to call me out and say that I stole the seat on Southwest. And
something in me reminded me that you were okay with me talking about it.
No, 100%. Yeah. I'm like, if Southwest is going to give me that, but not let me, this is my beef with the companion pass, which you may feel with me, which we're grateful, Southwest, that we get to fly.
Well, first, we fly a lot, though. I mean, I'm not great, but they wouldn't be giving it to us for charity.
Here's
for
$5. My thing. Yeah. Here's my thing, is they don't let you board together.
You're like Z3.
Yes, yeah. And I have no status because he's like A+, preferred plus, so are you. And your boarding pass, I'm sure, when you board, is like B52, yeah. Or like it's at the way, I'm like, yeah. We're going to sit together. If we're companion pass, just let us sit together.
Yeah.
They won't do it. I don't know why.
Did you have the not write article about this? Because this would be
this would be good.
This would be good.
This we need to figure out before you get married.
You guys, what's interesting to me is you guys work together too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, and I didn't know that Kelly was a singer. Because I was talking to her, she was like, you know, I did vocals and it, because you guys went to school together. Mm-hmm. Wait, let's start from the very beginning. You guys met in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In like a singing class?
Yeah, we had the same vocal coach,
okay.
Or voice teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have these required classes where it's legitimately you sit in a classroom, you have someone play guitar or piano for you, you stand in front of the class and sing.
That's terrifying. It's why I don't sing anymore.
But I mean, for me, that's radio tour.
Right.
You know, so that like prepped me for these like super awkward, sterile, fluorescent light
conference rooms with seven people looking at you.
Exactly. And looking like they could care less to be there. So that's, you know, that prepped me. But that's where we met. And we had the same vocal teacher. And
who heard who sing first?
I remember hearing him sing first. And he sang, it was in our classical class. And you sang El Shenandoah.
Oh, yeah. And they like made me sing low.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Shenandoah.
Oh, I thought you were like singing Church on the Cumberland Road.
No.
I didn't know you meant like.
The old.
The old.
And I was like, dang, that guy can sing. And that's the first time I remember, because we didn't like ever meet, really. Yeah. Everyone's always like, so how'd you guys meet? And we're like, we don't know.
We were like all friends of friends. Like, she was dating somebody. I was dating somebody. And it's just like all interwoven, slowly merging.
Yeah.
And then we made out at a graduation party.
After we'd broken up with people.
Let's rewind for a second.
To clarify. So
you hear him sing.
Yeah.
And do you hear her sing? Like the same, around the same?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And who at that stage was the better singer?
It's always been him.
In classical, though, like
right,
classical slash like musical theater. But that transitions into like this little indie vibe that she's got. It's like incredible. It's so good.
But you didn't answer the question.
What?
I was better at classical. He was better at commercial, which is like his life, which is a good thing. That I'm like not going to go on radio tour for classical
music. I'm going to say her.
That's the right answer. Even if
of course
we can't
it's her.
You can't prove it in any way.
Right, exactly.
So you just go her.
Yeah, she is.
And so you guys, you're in this class and you have friends, mutual friends, you guys are hanging out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And was it like, even though you're dating other people, I'll just ask you, were you like, man, she's cute. I don't have a girlfriend, but she's cute.
Well, yeah. Well,
he
gets
sticky. He didn't really have a girlfriend.
Yeah, it was like, ish.
Ish.
But I would like ask her for advice.
Like dating advice.
But then like, we would start hanging out more. We'd go to like the flea market. We'd always get coffee or whatever.
While you were dating another girl?
No, not really.
Okay. It had kind of...
If
once,
you asked her, they were dating. If you asked him, they weren't. It was kind of one of those. They were not serious. I mean, they were not.
You don't have to convince me. I believe it.
No. I'm like trying to make sure he doesn't sound like a jerk.
It was, yeah.
Also, you're in college. Okay, everybody's doing dumb, young, jerky things.
But
you start hanging out.
I was in a serious relationship.
So you were hanging out with him while you were had a serious boyfriend?
No.
Okay. So you both were kind of single then?
Yeah.
But were you vibing at all?
It's so long ago, honestly. I'm like, this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah, let's go back in time.
So back in time.
Yeah.
Back in time.
It was like friends of friends. Like it was just like a group. Like that's Belmont. It's such a small, like tight-knit group.
The music school. There was like 20 people in our graduating class. So
yeah.
It was.
And so like we all would hang out.
Yeah.
And then like we would just start going again. Like I remember one of the first times was like going to the flea market. And yeah. I would like ask you about another girl.
Yeah, he
but
did.
But then like,
and I was like, that do you would like her?
Bring
Tell
us
her.
Closer. You know what I mean?
So like, I need to do ask other girls about other girls, but it really just brings them. To,
well, I don't know. Could,
I'm still looking for tips. Maybe I just need to go to Belmont.
Am I pushing them away?
I'm missing here.
No, yeah. He would be like, should I do this? I was like, well, do you miss her? Do you like her? And he'd be like, I don't know if I like her. I'm like, well, did you think about her when you were like on Thanksgiving break? And he'd be like, I mean, a little. I'm like, yeah. I don't think you like her that much. I don't know.
How long have you two been together? Not married, but together, period.
10 years.
Minus 1 month. We broke up after college.
Okay.
Minus 1 month.
What happened with that month?
I was an idiot.
He was an idiot.
This is for real. We had graduated already.
Yeah.
And I had just signed like my pub deal and like it was about to happen for Russell Dickerson. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was in like all these promises were made from that deal and like, you're going to get a record deal. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be on the radio. You're going to be on tour. You're going to be gone. You're going to be going. And I was like, I don't really have time for a relationship. Like, I need to just kind of.
And we'd only been dating this. For a year.
Oh, that's a long time. That's not an only.
No, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me.
You're like, oh, wow, that's serious.
Like, yeah.
And so that, I mean, that was my mindset was like, it's about to happen for me. I need to be single.
But like 22 year. We were 20. I was 22.
Yeah. We're still young, like you know.
Children.
And I'm
children.
Not, guys, there's no judgment. This is a judgment-free triangle here. You two are over there. I'm here. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. And so that was 1 month. And I remember calling her on Thanksgiving Day. And I was just like.
Wait. You have to way back up.
What?
He was like, we'll be friends. And I was like, no, we won't. And you go ahead and do what you do. I'm going to move on. You move on. And he's like, but you're my best friend. And I was like, well, you're mine. But we're not doing this like both thing.
Yeah.
And so I moved on. He moved on. And then I got a call on Thanksgiving. And he mm-hmm. was like, just want you to know I'm thankful for you. And I was like, wait.
mm-hmm. Well, like okay. I need – and when I say this, it is the smallest – it's not even like – needed to live the rock star road life, you know? I literally made out with one girl, and I was just like, no, this isn't for me. This is not fulfilling. You know what I mean? Like, literally, I made out with one girl, and I was like, yeah, okay, I got to call Kaylee.
That whole deal from back then, that pub deal, did it turn into all the things you thought it was going to, career-wise?
No. No.
You still with the same publishing company?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're out of all of that.
Yeah, that was that. The first, I signed in 2011. That was a 2-year deal, got dropped after 2 years. And then that was 2013. And I didn't even write yours until 2014. And then I didn't sign a deal till 2016.
Well, so you had written that song and it's out for 2 years, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's kind of the genesis of you writing that song and it took a second for it to kind of happen?
Yeah.
So you write, like, just tell me about the
So the overall picture is January 20-something, 2014 is when we wrote it. And then January 20-something, literally almost to the day.
2017.
2018, 4 years later. 4 years is when it went number one. So 4 years in between that. Was I had one offer for a publishing deal. We took it. We had to. We had no.
Gotta pay the bills,
we
right?
just got married. Yeah. I got dropped the week we got back from our honeymoon. So that was a great.
Mm-hmm. We made $12,000 that year.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah. So that was year one of marriage. And then, so 2014, we wrote it. And I mean, we went all around town. Everybody said no. All the majors, all the indies, literally.
And were you chasing an artist deal with that song? Or were you also mm-hmm. pitching the song as
no.
well? So you want, yeah, you wrote just, it, you're like, it's mine.
Yeah,
I'm totally. Going to die on this hill.
Yeah, this whole time I was like, I'm an artist writer. You know, like that was what I wanted to do. And so, it was just like, we obviously didn't take no for an answer, but I just put everything on this one song. I was like, I know this is mm-hmm. a hit. And it took, another 2 years from writing it to to go to labels and showcases and do the whole dance. And it wasn't till 30 Tigers / now Triple Tigers, they've just started a whole brand new label. And it was Norbert Nix, who had just got let go from Sony, and like Kevin Herring, who just got let go from Warner. It's all these guys who kind of, you know, related to this like being rejected kind of mentality, like a little chip on your shoulder a little bit. And man, it just all came together with this tiny little label. I was the only artist on there, and they had me, one song, and that was what really ignited. I mean, I missed the whole video part, but no, industry wise, that was what really like took it. You know,
at what point? Because the label was a small independent label,
tiny.
So it's difficult because they don't have the promotion infrastructure, right, for an independent. Mm-hmm. They just don't have arms and fangs everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, but at what point, though, did you realize, oh, we actually have a shot with this thing? Like, this thing could actually be a massive hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it, a number on the chart?
Yeah, like top 30, really.
I was
going to
say top 30, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
you're like, whoa.
Were you hearing about research?
Mm-hmm. Like,
because it was also a ballad.
Exactly.
And oh, dear God, don't play
a
ballad.
Don't ever play a ballad.
But then it started jumping. Like, it was only in the 20s for, like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something mm-hmm. like that. It was, like, jump 2 spots, jump 3 spots, jump, and then it was in the teens. And we were like, whoa, 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 what's happening?
Yeah.
Did you do this song on any TV, on any anything?
On our favorite.
Did you do The Bachelor?
Bachelorette.
It seems like The Bachelorette. Okay, yeah. I don't know this, but it seems like this would be that kind of song.
Yeah.
Big pop from that show?
Absolutely.
Who was the couple?
Rachel and Dean. Rachel,
she was like 2 Bachelorettes ago?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Dean was just...
Deanie Babies. Do you know Dean? Bachelor in Paradise, he came back.
I've never seen it.
Had the mustache.
I'm not the guy to talk about.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. But I don't know Rachel. But I bet
she was great.
Okay, so
she's an attorney. She's smart. She's really cool.
You play this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was ever on radio, I'm pretty sure. Or no, it was on radio and it jumped.
Does it pop so hard though after that? Like, you play it?
It jumped like 10 spots on AirPlay. And top of the iTunes charts, you know, just like craziness. That was a big jump.
When you played that song on the show, did you do it over and over again?
Yeah.
Was it like awkward too? Are you just playing with them dancing? Like, what was the scene? What was that
so
whole thing?
So awkward.
Well, they were late, first of all. So it all started where we never had a tour bus before.
No.
But we got to like ride down in a tour bus. And then
to where?
To
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. Yeah. And then so we're waiting. I think Chris Harrison like felt bad. So he comes on our bus. And, you know, we raise a toast, we have a drink, and we're just like hanging out with Chris Harrison on our bus, which for us at the time, we were like,
oh, I was freaking out. He was there for like 2 hours, and we had Knob, right? No.
It was like
Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
And I had him sign the bottle, and I have it in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I'm a fan. And he let us come.
She, every Monday, like, her and her gal pals get together and watch Bachelor.
He's also really nice.
He's so nice. Amazing. He let us come to After the Final Rose. He was like,
really?
How many tickets do you want? I was like, is 12 too many?
Legitimately.
And he was like, no, we'll make it happen. Me and all my friends filed in. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so fun. Yeah. It was really cool to, like, make it a real life experience and not so, like, this is the show.
Yeah. That's cool that you got to watch him play on the show and you got to hang because you're a fan.
Yeah.
When you're a fan of something, it's so much cooler when it actually works out in a way that makes you still feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I think the whole thing is a crazy phenomenon. And do I think it's the best way to find someone? No. Am I highly entertained by drama that has nothing to do with my own life?
Yes.
I love it.
Are they dancing? Is it a dance scene?
Yeah, it's like a slow dance, makeout scene.
And how many times do you think you have to play that song?
It was only like
with them dancing, it was like 2 or 3. But
do they
like,
have to make out every time on cue?
No. Oh. They
made out.
But they wanted to. It wasn't like make out at this.
Yeah.
It wasn't choreographed.
Yeah.
You know who I became friends with from The Bachelor was, the episodes are good. I think maybe Bachelorette was Joe, Grocery Store Joe. Do you know Grocery?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't know him personally, but.
So he did Dancing with Stars when I did it. And he's the nicest guy.
Heck yeah.
He seems like it. And Kendall are they engaged? I don't know.
I don't know if they're engaged either, but I'm telling you, that is as real of a relationship.
Yeah.
They are the greatest for each other. They're both so nice.
George.
So, yeah. His story's wild because he went on, and I would add, him and I were both not considered to be the best dancers, so we were bonding over that.
Yes.
And he went on that show, and he was only on for one episode. And he got kicked off almost immediately.
Yeah. Oh.
And the internet blew up.
And the internet blew up. Yeah. And he was like.
The internet was pissed?
Yes.
Then he got
like. They were
go.
Like, bring back grocery store Joe.
They're like, he's good looking and he seems super nice. And so he ends up going back to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where he ends up meeting Kendall. But he was like, he couldn't believe it. He was like, I did one show. I was embarrassed. My friends were going to see me get kicked off. We had a party. He goes, then my social media started to blow up. And,
He
was a good, as much as I give the Bachelor people crap, like I did earlier, I've been out with a couple people from that show. Yeah, like went out with a couple people.
Okay.
Off mic.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off mic. And I've been around some of the people. You know who was really weird, who wasn't mean or nice, but who's the guy that thinks he's a model?
Oh.
Jordan Kimball?
I had lunch with that guy. I have no feeling like I didn't spend enough time with him to like him or dislike him. He's a lot though, and he's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just assume. What you see on the show is like.
My friends were like, tell me if this guy's real. And I'm like, well, I don't watch the show. And I sat with him and I was like, I don't know what you see on the show, but that's real. Whatever you see, he's exactly like just, that in person.
He's like on 12.
Just is like, you know, I got 4 modeling deals. I got to get down to Wilhelmina models. And I'm just like, and I couldn't tell if he was kidding or not.
He's the guy that if there's a mirror behind you at dinner, you're like, I need to put myself looking in the mirror. Otherwise, he'll never look at me this whole mirror.
And not, I liked him just fine. It was just, I didn't know what his vibe was. My friends were like, tell me if he's really like that.
Is that him or Robbie?
Ooh, no, that's, no.
No, another.
So you watch, with her, right? Yeah. You're just like casual. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just if she didn't watch it, I wouldn't watch
football,
it.
Football. Yeah.
Touchdowns.
Sus steak and stuff, you know. So you go on this show and it pops for you. You come back to life and it's like, wow, we got to. So obviously your team has a story too.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went on The Bachelorette. Look how song this was.
And at that moment when you literally, you have nothing, when you have this one little spark, that is what you just like nurture and nurture and nurture and try to
find
get that
in.
Try to get a little flame, try to get a little bigger flame. I mean, it's literally, man, we flew around the country and then would drive in Honda Civics and just like go station to station and like tell this little story of, you know, we had some downloads, we had some streams, it was literally this tiny little flame that you have to curate and just like
keep
it alive. Yeah,
we're like, you don't say no, like we're not gonna stop.
Yeah.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. Talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
One of the problems my wife and I have is always, what are we going to cook for dinner? Because we cook the same things over and over and over again. Spaghetti last week, spaghetti this week, spaghetti next week, spaghetti week the week after that. And we're like, we need something new. We always get in a rut of cooking the same things. And then we found it. HelloFresh. Different items each week delivered right to our front door. Cooking made simple. We were like, oh, we were so excited. So you go to HelloFresh.com and let's say you're a vegetarian. They have different vegetarian meals to choose from. And when you open up that box on your front door, all the ingredients are measured out to the teaspoon. And they have step-by-step instructions. 30 minutes later around, you have the meal sitting on your table. And right now, you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/BobbyCast9 and using the code BobbyCast9. That's 9 free meals with HelloFresh.com. Go to HelloFresh.com/BobbyCast9 and using the code BobbyCast9.
So you're hustling around.
Mm-hmm.
The song is continuing to climb. It hits top 10, and now it shifts to, well, we're trying to get the whole freaking thing now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We've been working this hard this long, because it was on the chart for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Billboard set a record. First, okay, the timeline in itself, 2014 when we wrote it, just to even get a record deal was one of the longest journeys of my life.
Yeah.
Then once we finally hit radio, it is the Billboard's longest solo male debut climbed to number one.
So it was just on the chart for a long time.
For
just
a thousand years.
Snail up the chart.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're top 10. Do they give you the talk like they do some artists? Like, it's just an honor to be in the top 10. Like,
yes.
Like, you know, we may, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we got a top 10 and we got some momentum for the next one.
Yes. And that's not how I work, dude. I'm like, Faith, I'm like, yes, we're going to do it. I will drive to every radio station again to make sure this goes all the way. I don't care. I'll do it.
He's an Enneagram 7. So he's
are
like,
you?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're an 8, right?
I'm an 8. Yeah. What are you?
I'm a 3 with a hard 2 wing.
Okay. So I'm an 8 with a 3. A 2. I'm an 8 with a 2.
You go to 2 in growth.
Hold on. I'm an 8.
Oh, dude. We'll be here all
night.
Hold on.
No, I'm okay with this. You know who got me out of was Dave Haywood.
Like, I'm obsessed with
him.
He's so into it.
Yes. And Kelly bought us all the books. It's a Haywood thing.
They love it. They love the Enneagram.
I had never heard of it until Dave came in and spent
life changing
10-minute TED talk to me about the Enneagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an 8 with a 2.
So you can only go left or
no,
right.
No, I pick my own way.
Yeah.
As an 8 would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I make my own. Mine was like 98%, then 97%. Whenever they tell you
who
you
are.
You took the test.
Yeah. So mine, whatever your crazy scenario.
Well,
is.
That means you're
I just
really
pick
healthy.
My top 2
because you an 8. If you're truly an 8, you go to 2 in growth.
What's 2 mean?
It's the helper.
Oh, so that's not me. That's my lowest one. I'm 3. I'm whatever the perfectionist. What's 3, Mike? Will you look up 3? It's not 2.
3 is the achiever.
That's what I am. Yeah. I'm an 8 and a 3.
Okay, those were your highest.
Yeah.
2 was. I don't even think I showed up as the 2. They were like, there's only one number that didn't pop up.
I don't think that's true because you find people in the world and you're like, I believe you, and I'm going to help you.
I'm just very telling true. You, Kelly, the score told me two didn't even register.
Well, but you may not be giving yourself enough credit.
Because every question was like, who do you believe in? I was like, me. Who else do you believe in? Only me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so you go an 8.
No, I will concur with that. I mean, because you find all these artists and you're like, I'm going to give you a platform. I'm going to help you be heard.
That's you
to
being
the world.
Really healthy.
Eight's a challenger.
Yeah, eight goes to two in growth and five. So when you're stressed out, you investigate things, right? You Google stuff.
I mean, I'm doing that right now with you guys. Right. I'm actually, no.
Are
I'm,
you, stressed?
I'm an eight. Okay, I'm an eight. And you're an eight?
I'm a three. So you can only go left or right in your wings. So like you can lean towards.
What are we doing?
You can you can lean towards seven and an optimist. Or you can lean towards mediator. I'm guessing you lean towards seven, if
I'm
anything.
Neither one of those.
Neither?
I just live in a hut. I built walls around the eight.
You're straight.
I just straight up.
So I'm a three, the achiever, but then I lean towards two, which is the helper or supportive advisors, that one says.
Oh my gosh. There it is. That has never been a more accurate description.
Yeah? You see
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, all I know is I saw the scores and I was like 98% eight and 97% three.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
I can see that.
And that's the thing. That's the human
aspect.
We're
all a little bit of each other.
Yeah.
Not me.
I'm straight up seven.
Are you? You're really optimistic?
Oh, optimistic, enthusiastic.
That's wow. Look at you.
Every day is the best day of his whole life. Literally.
I mean, good for you. I struggle with that.
I don't understand it.
Is that I can get myself there, which I often do. Mm-hmm. Like I can find reasons, but is it just a natural part of you where you just feel it? Like that is you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like I wake up and I'm like, oh, today's going to be freaking awesome.
Literally.
It'd be so good.
And he's like, babe, get up. Look outside. The sun's out. Let's go. Like he's like a kid on Christmas, like every day. It's insane to me. And sometimes I'm like
Buddy the Elf all year long.
Legitimately. There's one person in my life. It's our photographer, videographer who out sevens me.
Yeah.
And he is actually Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. That's a good thing to know about you. I didn't know that. I wake up and I'm the opposite. I'm like, I can't believe it's 3 o'clock in the friggin' morning. This sucks. It takes me about 3 hours.
I couldn't. If he's like that on like those infamous radio shows where he's up till 11 midnight and lobby calls 5, 4, something like that. And it's just like over and over and over. Days like that, he wakes up and he's like, ugh. But other than that, you're pretty much.
For the most part. So it's super optimistic.
Day. When the song's in top 10, though, you felt it, though. You were like, oh, baby, we got this. We're doing it.
I will call every 156 stations to see if we can actually take this all the way.
And so is it a slow week-to-week methodical climb, or does it kind of hit that top 10 pretty good?
It was pretty good, yeah. It wasn't like 10, 9, 8, 7 all the way up. And we got 2 weeks on Billboard. And so it just like it shot up and it was
what did you do when you what were you doing the night it hit one? So the Sunday that it actually flips and you after West Coast comes in and it's you're done, you're now officially number one. Where were you guys? What were you doing?
We were at the house. I remember like everybody. I had like all these interviews. All of a sudden, it was like Billboard. They wanted to do a whole like number one interview and like because a debut number one is pretty crazy. And so they were, I was on the phone with them. I was on the phone with management and just like, it was cool that we were actually home. To be
we like
in our
had
house.
Wine on our little porch.
Cause like we didn't want to take that for granted this entire climb. Like we had a top 40 party legitimately with the songwriters. Like they came over and, we had a top 40 party every 10 spots, we would just take a moment and be like, you know, if this is as high as it goes, raise a toast to this. And it's been awesome.
So it hits one. And now we're going to rewind a bit, though, because the video was a big part of the song, too.
Huge.
And the video, if I'm remembering right, I'm just going to go from memory. You were asleep. It's a proposal. Hold on a second. Let me get this right. Did you propose in the video? Was it part of the video?
No.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting my stories mixed up here. Hold on. Okay. But you proposed. Were you taking a nap and he wakes you up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when we got engaged.
I'm getting my stories mixed up, but I want to hit both of them.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe you know that.
Let's talk about the engagement here because you're taking a nap.
Yeah.
You are going to wake her up and do a little song?
A little ditty, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was happening there?
So she... I mean, looking back, I could have written a way more elaborate song, but now it is what it is. It was like three lines. It's not even about the song.
He's impulsive, I was like, though. It was like you decided on like a Thursday. You're like, I'm going to propose. Bought a ring. Asked my parents. It was Sunday. Like, yeah.
Did you
like,
know it was coming at all?
We looked at a ring.
Okay.
But I still was like, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, this I was like, if this is going to be a surprise, if it's going to be a surprise, I got to do this now. And so, it was like a Sunday after church. She was taking a nap. And I was obviously so nervous. I was like trying to come up with this little, just a little proposal ditty. And I was like, she woke up and I was like, hey, can we do this little like YouTube? I just want to kind of make a video to put out and, you know, just for the fans, my four fans at the time. And, you know, play this little acoustic jam and, you know, just riding that avenue of trying to convince her to get her camera out, put this wide angle lens on. And she's like, no, what, like, why would I do a wide angle? Like, it needs to be in on you, on your face, this crop. Like, she knows what
like,
she's talking about.
Why are you
about.
Telling me how to do my job? Yeah. I was like so annoyed.
And I'm like, would you just please? It's like the vibe I'm seeing as an artist. Like, I just want to see, just want a wide angle lens.
I'm like, you can see the mess on the counter. I can hang up those picture frames. I'm like, what? So, like, why are you? I was so annoyed.
Yeah,
and
she
I
was
just
pissed.
Woken up and I was like, what's
great,
happening?
Great start to my proposal. She's pissed. And so
I'm
she's
like
setting
never
up.
Pissed.
She sets up the tripod, wide angle, finally convince her. I'm like, all right, go stand over there. Let me see how it looks. Let me see the framing. And I hit record and then I walk over and I just start kind of playing that little ditty. I mean, it's
my arms
I'm literally
are crossed,
just like talking.
I'm like not even looking at him.
Body language completely closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I might have been the most mad I'd ever been at you.
Do you remember the ditty?
Yeah. It's like, you're the love of my life. You're the girl of my dreams. Oh, Kaylee Seymour, will you marry me? Something. It's just like literally like four lines.
And so when did it hit?
Well, he said Kaylee. You have to do
I'd say Kaylee Holly Love a Lot Seymour.
Love a Lot. Which is like her, this nickname, middle name I have.
That her five older brothers,
gave.
When a family's that big, you know, the kids, by the sixth kid, are you from a big family? He's nodding right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
By like, the time it gets to the sixth kid, they've got 12 names. They've got, you know, the teachers don't even know their actual name.
And I was the only girl and it was the pink Care Bear was named Love a Lot. And so everything was pink. My whole room was pink. The carpet was pink because my parents were like, we're having a girl. And so Love a Lot was a nickname, middle name. So when he said Kaylee Holly Love a Lot Seymour, I was like, I looked up and I was like, wait a second. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh. Like I really truly had no idea. Like the surprise factor was you nailed it. You did. I was mad.
Took
at you,
a knee.
You nailed it.
Pulled it out.
Yeah.
The ring.
The ring.
Oh, that's not my story. Right. Doesn't say that. It says you pull. Yeah. So let's go to the yours video.
Yeah.
You shot this for, was it an inexpensive video?
Very.
About less than $10?
Less than 10. Almost half.
Yeah. So tell me about that.
So, again, we had been denied and denied and denied. And it just got to the point where I was so frustrated, but also so hopeful. And I was like, I know that I know that I know. Like, I listen to the radio. I hear these songs. I may be way off, but this sounds like a hit to me, and I'm going to put everything on this song. So
all $6.
Yeah, all $6.
I'm going to put my life savings on this song.
Honestly, that was our life savings. It really
and
was.
So we did, and like we didn't even really have a plan.
No.
This was just supposed to be test footage. We were just going to like hopefully find a road that I could just walk down. That's all I really had envisioned for the video. It was just like, I'm just going to walk down this road. I'm going to pour my heart out to the camera and sing this song. And that's it. Like, see what happens.
I had done music videos and all of that through college. So when I stopped loving performing, I started doing music videos and photo shoots. And so I did all of his photo shoots, maybe except for one. And then this one. Is our friend Spencer did those. But other than that, I did all of his stuff. And so I was like, you know what? Like, because we had actually gone in and it was the final no that we were like, okay, well, now we have to do this ourselves. Mm-hmm. No one's going to help us. And I was like, I can make a music video. I did a music video for Norah Jones. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, she's being humble over here.
I was like, let's just, I don't know why we didn't think of this. And so I was like, I'll just do it myself. I can't hire anyone. We can't afford to hire anyone. I'll just film it and I'll edit it and I'll do the whole thing. And so that day I was like, let's get in the car. We had a friend living with us because he had nowhere to go. And I was like, hey, will you drive our car while I sit in the back with our tripod? And so we found a road, and as we're leaving, he was like in workout clothes. And I was like, I want to be sure that this like could work if you like it. So put on like real clothes.
Yeah. This is like test footage. We're just
I was like, just put on real clothes. And we hop in the car and the storm starts rolling in. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I'd called a cinematographer friend of mine in LA, and I was like, hey, I just want to double check my settings. I want to be sure I'm doing this right. He didn't get back to me. And I was like, all right, well, I hope this is right. Get out there. This whole storm rolls in. Lightning. The whole thing's real because we can't pay for CGI.
Like tornado warning.
Yeah.
Our friends are calling us to come to our basement for shelter.
Yeah. And we're like out in it.
I'm standing out in the middle.
We're doing a video. Give us 30 minutes.
Yeah. Stop calling us.
And they would call us in the middle because we were using our phone as playback through the car speakers. And so like it was just like every time they called, it was just like the most ghetto setup.
Yes, but it was. And so we finished, and then it started pouring rain at the very end. Like, I was like, God, this is what would be great. I need all these things. And then when we're done, if it could rain, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And no joke, like, we had everything straight we up. Needed, and then it started pouring. And so then my friend called me back as we're on our way back, and I was like, hey, my settings were this, this, and that. And he was like, I would have told you to do exactly that. And I was like, yes. And so I got home, started editing it, and then I had to make it black and white because the
tail
lights.
This is rich right here.
The tail lights from the car, when our buddy would hit the brakes, it would light them up red. So like you could tell. Like
glowing red.
Yeah, and I was like, well, black and white it is.
That's why it's in black and white.
Out of necessity.
Yeah.
Out
of necessity.
But we couldn't have used anything.
That's a great story for that music video.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And so, okay, well, you finished school. What is your, what did you finish school with a degree in, Kaylee?
Music.
Commercial voice performance.
Yeah.
So same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same as me.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to be a performer anymore.
Mm-mm.
Or you didn't want to go down that professionally anymore.
No, I didn't. Moving to Nashville made me realize like what it would take. And I'm such a family person and like we want to start our own family. And I just kind of saw it as like, there's no way I could be the kind of like mom I'd want to be in the future and do this. And some people do that and good for them. I just was like, I don't think I could do it. And I also wasn't passionate. Like, it would have just, if someone were to tell me I couldn't shoot a music video, I would be like, you're wrong. I can't. I know I can. But if someone told me I couldn't sing, I'd be like, maybe you're right. You know, like, I wasn't passionate enough to be like, listen to me sing. I think it takes the right kind of person to be good at it and also not need to like proclaim it from the rooftops, but people like still draw it out of you somehow. I don't know. You have that it's not like egotistical and it's not like, listen to me sing. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it. If you were to like be like, sing for me right now, I would be like, no, thank you.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. Have you tried to get her to sing on anything before?
I mean, there's times where like...
But like a recorded, like on a track.
Oh, yeah, we did a Christmas song.
You did a Christmas... You sang
yeah.
a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like our little... I mean, we made five discs.
It was like for a family. Like
oh, it's ago. Not on. You can't stream on like no. Apple Music. No. I was like, because I looked. I didn't see anything.
No, it was a. No,
I
it
think
was
it's coming though.
It was a Christmas gift to our family when we were super broke. The year we made $12,000, and we were like, well, what do we give everybody?
Yeah.
We have no money to buy gifts, so we made Christmas songs.
Yeah. When you want to give them a taste?
Oh, we did White Christmas. Nice. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We can definitely do that. I'll listen.
Will you help me?
I'll definitely help you about listening and supporting you with my heart.
Making me sweat.
Do it, girl.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know. That's about
it. That was amazing.
Yeah, you're really good.
Right?
You are really, yeah.
She's got that like little Zooey Deschanel cute little indie
thanks,
vibe.
Honey.
I love it.
Wow, that's, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm so
surprisingly
honored.
Good.
I'm so, were you like terrified? Were you like, what if she's.
No, because I'd have been like, oh, I get it. You didn't want to sing anything. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no problem. I get it. Yeah. I'd have been like, you weren't trying that hard.
I totally
there.
Understand.
So when you finished school though, so what career path? Well, like, what was the goal then? Because you're not going to perform.
I did photography full time.
So you're going.
She supported our family.
Yeah, I did.
In that
taking pictures of what?
I did. I ended up doing more video, like weddings.
Lizards.
And, nice.
Yeah,
it's a very niche market, yeah. But you'd be surprised.
No, I did full time. I was a missions photographer for 2 years out of college. So an organization out of Dallas called Missions International would pay for me to go and document their trips, and I was on salary with them. And then so when TR and Lauren went to adopt, Lauren was like, will you please come with us? A, I want you to be there, but B, other people want to document it and I don't know them. And so then she was like, you've done this. So I went with them, and then I did a lot of album covers and kind of branding sort of things. And then when he started to get really busy and being able to support us, I transitioned out of doing other people's stuff. And just did his stuff and went on the road and did all his highlight videos from the road.
Oh, don't just brush over this. This deserves a moment.
What?
She, let me just brag real quick. She, first of all, she was five older brothers. They all played travel soccer.
Yeah.
So, and they drove all across America in a van growing up. So when we got married, she hopped in our van. She took the live photos while we're playing. She sold the merch, set up the merch.
Design the
merch.
I'll pop in here. Yeah.
And then after the show would take every meet and greet photo until, you know, I mean, there was like 15 people per night, but.
Hey, I did them
all.
I mean,
she would tear down the merch, load the merch, you know what I mean? Like, she was a road warrior.
Drove the van and trailer, and I was pretty good at Y-turning a trailer by the time I retired.
Yeah. I mean, like, this woman, just let me brag on her for 2 seconds. She's a road warrior.
So you have, it's an investment. So you're investing back into this nucleus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because again, you have to pay somebody to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Because and I mean, that money's money, wherever it comes from, however it comes, money's money.
So I wasn't like making us money, but I was saving us money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's the three in me. I'm like, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I can do it.
Between the music video and coming out on the road, I mean, the jump start that the video had on my career, and then the countless dollars and hours that you saved. I mean, yeah, it's not your typical wifey.
So what is your official position with him?
I don't know. I don't need one.
But if someone says, what do you do? What do you say?
Like, I hate that question so
much.
Yeah,
but that's the question.
I say I'm a touring wife now, because now we're in a place that we've hired other people. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I do still, like, vet who ends up being our photographer, if I like their work or not. I kind of creative direct, if someone asks, really. I oversee, like, this, and I oversee graphic design and yes, no, like, ad mats. And, like, I made the Carly and Russ tour ad mat, because one came back, and I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, redid the whole thing. And
like,
then
when management calls, they're like, hey, can you and Kaylee come in for this meeting to brainstorm?
So she's kind of CEO of
legitimately
of this, of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes me so uncomfortable. But I mean,
but yeah, no, it is.
You are. We're co. No, you're still.
Okay, so you're CEO, you're CFO.
There you go.
We'll just move on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
So, okay. But did you ever consider going into management and doing management for him? Was that ever a question?
No, because I didn't want it to get that official.
Official, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't trying to have... I didn't need the industry's like recognition of like, oh, she manages Russell. And I almost didn't want that.
No.
Like when people call me a wifeager, it makes like, I'm
I
like,
never heard that term. Well, I compared you to Sharon Osbourne when I was talking about you.
Okay.
Because I mean, I don't think she's Ozzy's main manager, but she definitely.
She's involved.
Wow, yeah. And she may have been his manager. Mike, will you look that up? But yeah, I compared you to a Sharon Osbourne because she ran that. Ozzy was the guy and he did the deal.
Right.
She made sure nobody mess with Ozzy.
I do that.
Bouncer. Ozzy's bouncer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I feel like a gatekeeper to some extent.
For sure.
And like, even when it means like when people come backstage, if they do, or like, because I'm monitoring his energy levels and like, because he'll go hard and then.
Russell, need a cookie?
Yeah. Yes.
Need a little protein bar?
When he crashes, he crashes. And I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. Because I go hard and then 100% and then zero. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's such like a family vibe with my team
that it's true.
To have her as like an official anything would just feel
weird.
I feel weird. Yeah.
Feel weird.
Kaylee, how tall are you?
5'4".
And you're 6'4"?
6'4".
It's a whole foot.
That is. Thank you.
Like
I was doing math real quick. I was like, is that a whole
12
foot?
12 inches, Bobby.
I was like, dear God, is that a whole foot? I don't want to mess this up. It's my big shot to show my numbers, my skills with numbers. Mike, what, Sharon
she
Osbourne?
Did, yeah, she did manage him and then started a whole management company.
So wow. she started the whole company?
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
You also did, you did another video for him, right?
Blue Tacoma,
yeah.
So I brought in, that was full circle. My fourth brother is a director in LA, went to USC Film School, did the whole thing. And he was the one directing. The reason I did a Norah Jones video was because of him. And he was directing it and brought me in to shoot it.
Which video?
Youngblood.
If we look it up, Youngblood. Okay.
Youngblood. And he was like, I want you to film it. And I'd filmed a few things, but it was like nothing officially. I'd only done photos at that point. And I was doing headshots because the musical theater department's big at Belmont. And I was doing headshots was like my college money, basically. And he was like, I want you to film this. And I was like, I've never done that. And he was like, I trust you, an eye is an eye. And he's like, I want to fly you to New York and I want you to film it. And I was like, okay, what are we doing? And he was like, do you know who Norah Jones is? And I was like, yes, but like, reminder, I've never done this. And so he's like, no, I believe in you. So I flew out there, shot her music video in her apartment and like got to meet her, and it was crazy. So then I moved back to, went back to Belmont, and everyone was like, that's the girl that shot Norah Jones' music video. So then I got so much business, and that was like nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But then when this music video was happening, it was still a new label, young label.
For Blue Tacoma now. Mm-hmm,
still didn't have a real big budget. And I was like, at that point, I was like, I don't have to do it. Like, someone else can come in. Like, let's see the treatments. Saw the treatments, and I was like, I don't love them. And then I saw the numbers, and I was like, oh, my gosh, for this to get pulled off, I still have to do it. And so I called my brother, and I was like, hey, he lives in L.A., and I was like, we need to film this in California, obviously. Will you help me? You can take the entire director percentage, which was, like, not a lot. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. So we got to direct together again after all that time. And it was just a sweet, like, full circle bringing him in. And we'll probably bring him in. He's, like, a creative genius. But, yeah, it was just cool.
Where were you when this song hit number one?
Where were we? I think we were on the road. It's funny that we can't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, who
cares? I was in Waffle House for the most recent.
Forever.
Every little, yeah. Yeah. I was like, we're going to Waffle House, baby.
This is a jam. My thing is, I don't hear a lot of music.
Right.
Because when I'm doing my show, we're playing like three songs an hour, and we're talking
right.
the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're only playing like, and I don't pick them. I'll play new stuff that I like sometimes, but I don't pick the music because
mm-hmm.
it's like we're on like 150 cities. They make sure the biggest three songs, the least time. And
right.
so unless a song is like one, two, or three, or four, maybe five, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Right.
So when this song started to hit top 10, I was like, I talked to Amy. I was like, what's a Russell song that I hear that I like? But it was already in the top 10. And then it's so good. I love it.
Thanks.
So I didn't hear it until the top, but I don't hear anything. People are like,
yeah.
People always ask me, you hear so much music. I don't hear crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I talk for a living, and I love music, and I love all kinds of music,
mm-hmm.
but I don't, and also my days of, like, just scouring for somebody on YouTube playing a guitar with three strings, the next mm-hmm. big thing, you know what?
Right.
I'm just going to try to be funny.
Well, you're doing great at
I
it.
I find people who I really believe
yeah, right.
in, and I like take them out, let them open for me on tour, try to help them get published deals, but it's like,
yes.
you know, but this song is a jam.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, love that one. Yes. This song, which one moved the fastest for you?
Blue Tacoma.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, every little thing was longer than yours.
Really?
Yeah.
49 weeks, man, yeah.
It was just the later, like, the 40s was Meyer back then.
My album came out, like, 3 years ago now. You know, you lose that initial steam from yours to Blue Tacoma, and then the third single was a grind.
Mm-hmm. You had 650 people at your wedding? How do you know that many people?
My dad is he's the music minister at Woodmont Baptist over here. And it's kind of, so the venue was free at the church. And it was kind of like, once you invite one, you invite them all
mm-hmm.
kind of vibe. But we just did a cakes reception at the right immediately following the wedding. And then we had 250 people at our like actual like family, friends, loved
ones.
Two
weddings. The fake wedding and the
no,
we,
like
we had two receptions.
Open
two receptions.
Ceremony. Cake reception,
yeah.
Closed reception. I was like, I don't want to meet anyone at our wedding.
Yeah.
That's good though, right? You don't want to have to do the whole song and
we
dance.
We were in and out.
Right. Well,
in and
that
out
still didn't
cake.
Happen because there were sure. 600 people at our wedding. And but anyway, I definitely wanted something a little smaller, but here we are.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. Families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
How do you feel about girls who try to get at Russell during shows?
I really don't care. Honestly, there are some girls who like sit side stage and are like eyeing the girls who are like, I don't know. I think A, I trust him like crazy, but
yeah.
B, they know so many of them, like even if someone comments something on one of his things, like the droves of people who come out, they're like, excuse me, do you know Kate? Like they just like have a whole thing. I was at a show once, actually. This is pretty early on. And some girl was in this like little red dress at the front of the stage. I was still out in the crowd at that point. And this girl came up to me and she was like, excuse me, I'm going to go say something to her. And I was like, please don't. Please don't say anything. And she was like, this is inappropriate. Like, everybody knows he's married. And if you don't know he's married, you're not a real fan. Like, she, like, got this whole thing. I was like, it's okay. It's all fine. Like, please don't say anything. It's fine.
Well, not to be awkward here, but on the phone right now is the one girl you made out with.
Ooh.
I'm just laughing.
I was like, my heart stopped for a second. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised.
We dug it all up.
I was like, oh, you did it. You didn't go to you. Like, wow.
Oh.
So what's happening looking forward for you right now? Like, where are you at? Do you have music recorded? Like, what's the timeline? What's happening?
We have the next single is called Love You Like I Used To. It'll be early February coming out. We got 6 songs recorded for the record. Go in and probably cut 4 more in February.
Are you doing any of the, what is very vogue right now is the collaborations. Do you have any? It's very in right now.
It's super in right now.
Everybody's getting a collaboration.
I know. And I don't have any as of now. I would love some. I haven't really, I feel like we'll get there once we get it all recorded.
Can
like,
I toss a name out? Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
What a classic. What a classic.
Would you let him sing a love song with another girl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always down for collabs. Yeah. I'd do a whole Ed Sheeran collab album.
My prediction is you will have one by the time you fit. You're only 6 songs in.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. You'll have something. That's the thing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
You know, I feel like I do about everything. A couple are really cool, then a few come out and it's down the middle, and then we start to burn on it, and then we go to the next thing.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. everything is cyclical, period, mm-hmm. in music, yeah. every art, yeah. not even music, mm-hmm. art.
Yeah.
Everything is so how do I feel about it? Great. Then medium, then let's get over it.
Right.
Right. I'm kind of over it personally. Yeah.
Well, you're in the business. So you're seeing it a lot more, mm-hmm. and you're seeing it from the early stages of the talks of it. Mm-hmm. We're recording this. Nobody's heard it yet. It's actually out the 42 weeks before it even hits the chart. So we both I have to separate myself from what I know on the inside mm-hmm. versus like what my people are hearing, which is one, why I don't listen to new music from any of my friends ever until it comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe two people ever will I take their music and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I just don't feel the same. Even my favorite artists, I won't take their music.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to, because I feel like I like represent all my people, and so I don't want to be burned out on something.
Yeah.
Right.
Before it even comes out.
Right.
Because it's not fair to them.
Totally.
So, but I'm okay with it. There's some really good ones. Let's not do bad ones, but let's do good ones.
I like that.
Really good collaborations happening right now. Well, first of all, and we'll go back in time for a second, but the Baby Lay On Back, and that was the jam.
Baby Rex,
it just was like boom,
jam.
The world
from the downbeat. Yeah,
I remember once I was driving somewhere and I was flipping. I was on satellite and I heard that song the first time, and I was like, "That's like the greatest radio song I've heard in years."
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I just heard it and I didn't know who was on it. Yeah. I didn't know what.
Yeah,
didn't, and I was just like, "Well, there it is."
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And so, and then I think that kind of line people up to go, oh, we should grab some more of these.
Yeah.
Good ones. All right, let's go around the room. I'm going to go. I do like the Dan and Shay Bieber song.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because I just love Dan and Shay.
Same.
Totally.
So it can be Dan and Shay and me. I'm still, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever they put out is going to be good. But this is a jam. Such Russell, you got a collaboration you like right now?
Don't steal mine.
I mean, if we're still going back in time, when Lauren Elena comes in on that Kane Brown song.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, an early one too. That's an early one too.
It was, yeah.
Like when she comes in on that chorus, it was like, whoa, yes, there we go. And Haley? I mean, Kane's also too.
Mine, I don't know the name of it, but it's the If the World Was Ending, You Come On. Oh.
JP Sachs and Julia Michaels. This deserves a little soundbite.
And Hannah Gray Ellis.
Hannah Ellis
and Nick Wayne covered it. Yeah. And it is straight fire.
Yeah. Who is this one? Mike, do you know what it is?
I can't find it.
Julia Michaels.
Is it on her record?
No, it's...
I think it's on JP Sachs. S-A-X-E.
Who's JP Sachs? I don't know who that is, though.
No, I don't know either.
He's like...
Because I'm not even
like
smart. I don't know either.
He's got like 30K on Instagram. I looked as soon as I heard that. I messaged him. I was like, dude, can we play?
What's it called?
Oh.
You can play
If the World Was Ending.
And in traffic, I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room?
What's it called again?
Chilling,
if the world was ending.
Okay. It's been a year now.
Like this earthquake happens, and it's like he thinks about her, what she's doing.
And then The Rock shows up and saves them both. Yeah, I've seen that movie.
You know, and Keanu.
The one that I like now is I like the Ed Sheeran. It's been out for Ed Sheeran and Khalid. The Beautiful People.
Beautiful People.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That song. That's a jam, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm into the collabs.
Big time. I mean, that whole album, the Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah. What's in the club at the beginning of that track? Yeah. That's a good one, too. That album's great.
Yeah. Antisocial.
You're going out with Kane?
Yes.
And so that's
2020.
There's also like international stuff in there, huh? Is that true?
He is. I'm not on that. No. I'm just in America.
Oh, crap. We need to.
Come on.
Get her on it.
I know.
No,
she needs
actually,
to make some phone
calls.
I kind of nixed
some international stuff for the next year.
Yeah.
Like we were international twice last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh my gosh, we need to take a break.
We circumnavigated the globe.
Went around the whole thing. Layover in China.
Yep.
Europe. How long do you go with Kane? I have until May 9th here. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
February to May 9th.
Yeah.
End of February,
Do you already have tour stuff planned for next fall that you just haven't announced yet? Or are you still working on that?
How
far ahead is it?
So then the summer is like fairs and festivals, classic. And then headlining /unannounced stuff. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Festivals. Stages just built for the day.
Stages. Yeah. Semi-trucks that transformed into a stage. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Well, look at you.
At the peanut fest and the sausage fest and the poinsettia fest and, you know, all the fests.
Poinsettia. To be fair to all the fests, there is no paycheck like a festival paycheck.
You are indeed correct.
They're great. And there's really no pressure to draw tickets because usually there's somebody bigger than you playing too. Or even if not, people are already there.
It's like we're on a Thursday and like some like classic legacy act is on Friday.
Foreigner's on Friday. Yeah. And then Cake is playing on Saturday. You've got it all covered in all directions.
Exactly.
It's amazing. I look forward to the new music.
Yeah, man.
That'd be cool.
I'm super stoked. Exciting.
And then I'm glad both of you guys could come in. I know that you were sick. We were going to do this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And more so than I cared about you being sick, I cared about me getting sick from you.
Yes.
So I'm
dude.
And I would never want. I was like, I hope he's cool with that because it's literally for everyone's own good.
Yeah. He was like 102 fever. You know he's sick when he's like, because he is like, every day is awesome. And
he's like, today's just medium.
Yeah.
I'm only a 7 today, Kaylee.
He's like, I guess I'll sleep till 9. You know, like.
Yeah. It's.
Do you do the thing where you go, because this is what's going to happen to me in the next few days. I will get sick because I've been pressing so hard.
Yeah. You have been.
And it's, well, we all do. But I mean, in my mind, I've been pressing hard and going, and I get very grateful that I'm not sick during big things.
Yes.
Because if I'm like, I have this big stand-up show I'm going to do, or I have this big American I don't think I'm going to do, please God, don't let me be sick. And then I'm not sick, and I'm like, thank you, God, I'm not sick.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm just constantly praying and battling it.
Right.
That as soon as like December 22nd comes, it's like, hey, it's us. Yes. We've been out here waiting.
It's like the little Mucinex guys.
Yeah, it's like they're all marching in. The little green guys.
The green blob guys are coming in.
All of it. Here, a little throwback. Here's That's My Girl from 2011.
I did that photo.
Yeah?
Right there, yeah. It's not great, but I did it in college.
Here is from 2012, Green Light.
Wow.
Russell, who's the one? Let's take her out of the equation. Who's the one person that believed in you, excluding her? In your career, who's the one person that you go, holy moly, without them, I wouldn't be here?
John Dennis, my manager.
Mm-hmm.
He signed me in 2010. He's the one who has steadily, for a decade now, wow, that's weird, a decade has believed in me, signed me. I had nothing. He took me to every label. They all said no. You know, he never gave up on me. And there was artists along the way that he would sign, take them to labels. They'd say no. He dropped them, you know. But for some reason, he always kept me around and would continue to brainstorm with me. We started our own record label for yours. And that was how we jump-started that, you know. We legally started a record label. We didn't have a, you know. Right. Millions of dollars, but we just
he paid like, for your truck to get fixed.
Yeah, he always
to keep us on the road.
My Nissan Armada 2004 that I would drive would break down. Still drive it. It would break down. $2,500. He would, you know, pay for all that, and eventually, finally, we recouped all that.
Did you get him a Christmas present this year?
We don't really.
Oh,
yeah,
no. Embarrassing.
I know. It's super embarrassing.
Yeah. It is.
Because normally.
We never really like do Christmas presents.
Well, we're in the middle of moving. So we'll give everyone a delayed Christmas.
Like St. Patrick's present.
Yeah. Valentine's.
What a better
present. I'll give him a Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. Movers come this weekend, like the next 2 days. So we have kind of just been in a dizzy.
Yeah.
Tizzy? I don't know.
Either work.
Yes.
Well, listen, I really enjoyed talking to both of you guys.
Dude,
yeah, fun. Thanks for
appreciate
having
you having us, man.
We did over an hour and
finally.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Has it?
I mean, I've wanted to for years.
I'm kidding.
He's like, I've been waiting for you to call me.
I know.
Years.
I see all these awesome artists on Bobby Castle.
Well, this to me is so fun because one, it's long form.
Mm-hmm.
You can just talk. It's not 6-minute blocks or 2-minute blocks. And two, I also get to talk to people about deeper in the craft, and I get to talk to people actually inside the craft. Like Tom Douglas comes in and talks for an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Or
what a wellspring.
Or Carrie, Luke's manager, Carrie Edwards comes in, who's Luke and Cole's manager, and talks about that side of it.
Baller.
So I'm such a nerd of like music and business that I enjoy it. And it's at my house. Everybody has to come here.
Yeah.
Nobody comes to my house except for people for this show. I'm super like nobody who come to my house. And then except for everybody who comes to do the show. Some of them I've never even met before. So
I do want to throw in when you were talking about the Brooks and Dunn hits. I just want to throw in Cowboy Town.
Oh, he's referencing one.
No,
of your-
if I get to pick two songs.
That, okay, yeah, you're right.
You don't
right,
play Sue. Cowboy
you don't
Town.
Play Cowboy Town.
I'd like to say I heard him do a demo once. That, no, you don't. You have to pick the hits.
Oh, that B3. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not excellent.
It's not the most massive hit.
I get two songs to play with Brooks and Dunn. They're
this gonna, one just hits me.
And if you get to pick two.
What did you pick?
I picked Neon Moon.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And probably Boot Scoot Boogie.
Okay.
Because that's just the crowd would like
that's the
that.
Biggest two, yeah.
And
biggest
so two. I've luckily, oddly, become friends with Ronnie Dunn, who
amazing.
Is known as super sarcastic, dry guy. And so people are like, man, Ronnie's so... But that's right up my alley. Like, right. We are just, yes. like, perfect. For, yes. We're like lovers, except without the love, right?
Right.
And so I got a note today, and they were like, hey, they're going to do Neon Moon and Red Dirt Road. And I was like, yes. I was like, Red Dirt Road's fine. But let me hit Ronnie up and tell him I'd rather have Boot Scoot Boogie. So, all right, listen, that's all. Russell D.
Thank you so much.
Russell D, but you spell your last name with an E at the end? Is that true? Or is it spelled wrong on my sheet?
Russelled.
Yeah, what? Russell.
At Russelled.
Is that what
that's
it is?
That's Instagram.
Yeah.
That's my Instagram.
That's so confusing.
I know. It's like Russell. I wanted to go for Russell D, but then I just did Russell ED, both of my initials, and it's just,
so Russell,
it turned into like getting Russell. Right, yeah. Russell, yeah.
And then Kaylee Dickerson. Yeah. Are you verified?
No, I'm not.
Are you verified?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Not to insult him. I was just,
right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I would just expect you should be verified too.
She absolutely should.
Yeah. Wow. It's okay.
Are you verified on Twitter?
No.
Are you verified on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, you should be.
That was a big day.
The Twitter one?
The verification.
Way back in the day, because that was the first verification. Yeah. That's like intro to verification.
Yeah. I remember the day.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, am I famous?
But that was like before they would like give it out to like influencer, like herbal tea influencers, you know what
who
I mean?
Who used to be on The Bachelor.
Right.
And that's how we'll end it.
And then I can find
we
out
love
who you
all
dated.
Of them.
Yeah. Well, dated isn't the word.
Well, you know, went out.
Yeah, dined. Yeah. Went on it.
But you may know them and it's, I don't know.
No.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
We'll see. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.